With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be looking back at all the results from the second qualifying round of this season's FA Cup, as we'll be hearing from some of the victors. Later on in the show, we'll also be previewing this weekend's matches in the NPL Premier Division. All of that and loads more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome. So, welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm here in the great Republic of Mancunia in the north of England, and joining me somewhere else in the hills, we're now joined from the Northern Premier League by the wonderful James Hayes. Hello, James. How's things, mate?
Evening, mate. How are you doing? I'm not too bad, thank you.
Coming up on this week's show, later in the show, we've got Matt Carruthers coming on, talking about his new job at Basford United. And yes, you see that joke right to begin with. More on that later.
Yeah, we've got that one.
With a preview for all this weekend's matches in the NPL Premier Division. We've also got Paul Carden at Warrington. And we're also going to be talking, obviously, about the FA Cup and coming up on the show. At time of recording, some of these managers haven't got back to me yet, but this is the plan. Oh, what am I doing to myself? Stafford Rangers, Ossett Town, Buxton, Lancaster, Nantwich, Shore Lane. And you're here as well, James, of course. So, James, we've got you on to talk about the FA Cup. A mixed bag of results in the second qualifying round. The good news is FC United got through. That's excellent stuff. But we've also got some EvoStick NPL sides making it through to the next round. Some cracking results here. We do have to congratulate the managers involved. Just to let everyone know, we have got a Division 1 show on next week. So some of these results, we're not inviting the manager on this week. We're going to invite them on next week. That'll become clear as the show goes on. We should start really with that result at Darlington. I do have to say, I think this is result of the round. Darlington 0, South Shields 3. Wow, James.
Great. And I was like, great result to have South Shields and just showing what capability they've got in the, not just our league, but going forward. Got a fantastic tie in the next round against York City at home, which again, another team up the top end in the Conference North, just realistically should now be getting worried.
And what a crowd as well, over 1,800 there. On Saturday. I did say that's result of the round. I think it probably is, but there are some other epic results. Let's stay in the northeast now. We had Craig Elliott on last week. We're going to speak to Craig Elliott again in a second for obvious reasons. Blyth Spartans 1, Shore Lane 2. And joining us now to discuss this result more in depth, we're now joined by the welcome return of the Shore Lane manager. Please welcome Craig Elliott back to the show. Hello, Craig. How's things, mate?
Yeah, no, good, thanks.
I bet you feel good, though, don't you? I mean, we spoke, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, might have been last week, I lose track of time, but we spoke before the Blyth match, and it was going to be a tall order to go up there and pick up a win, but my goodness, you are putting a display there and you're through to the next round. How does it feel?
Yeah, great. Obviously, I'm just delighted for everybody, from people behind the scenes to the players. Just a really special day, really, for the club. I think I sort of mentioned to you before that it was something we were looking forward to, but to go there and win is just brilliant.
Talk to us then about that Damien Reeves winner then. Before that, were you thinking, we've got to get ourselves prepared for a replay. The lower league side never does well in a replay. How do we pick the players up for that? What happens then when Damien Reeves gets that winner?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I had a little feat. I put him on, and obviously, with his track record as a goal scorer, I just had a sneaky feeling that if a chance come, he'd take it. But to sort of do it in the dramatic scenes that he did, sort of with the last kick of the game, you know what I mean, a long, hopeful ball, and the winger, Nicky Walker's got a great crossing, and he's just nodded it into an empty net. We're just brilliant, and I'm pleased for him, and like I said, pleased for everybody that we did it in that such manner.
And next up then is Lancaster City in a couple of weeks' time. We're also going to speak to Phil on this week's show, just to let you know it's all fair on this show. There's a chance here, isn't there? I mean, Lancaster City, they've only been beaten once this season, though. It's going to be just nearly as tough as Blyth, to be fair.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a 50-50 game, and I'm sure they're sort of looking at it the same way, really. They're having a good season in the league. We are. They're maybe slight favourites because they beat us a few weeks ago and they played well on that day as well and deserve to beat us. But hopefully we can get a few players back. And like I said, I think it is literally a 50-50 game. And anybody will be, both teams will be fancying the chances, I think.
Let's just talk about the league as well. I mean, it was last week, I think, because we were talking about your fixture schedule that you had coming up, where you had to play Blyth, and then you had Workington come to town on Monday night, just 2 days later. To beat them 3-2 is an epic result, and that sees you joint top of the league with fellow promotees, Wit and Albion. I don't remember two promotees from Division 1 South having a start like this.
No, it's very strange how it's happened. Obviously, I've got a lot of respect for Witten after we had a good battle with them last year, so I know they do well this year. But like you said, to beat Workington as well, who, in my opinion, the best team we've played this year, actually, as well. And I think they were unlucky not to get something out of the game, to be honest. But to win the game, I'm really happy, to be honest with you, with the week that we had, like you said.
And we are going to be speaking to Stafford Rangers. And you've got Stafford Rangers this weekend. That's not an easy game either, to be fair. I mean, do you sleep at night, Craig? Are you all right? Are you totally wired all the time?
Yeah, I feel like I repeat myself a lot to the players, actually. It's another big game. It's another difficult opponent. Obviously, again, Stafford have got a bit of history as well. We were competing for them to win the league a few years ago, and they picked us to it on last game at season, and I know their manager Kitch, and full respect for him and the team and sort of the club Stafford are. So, like you said, it's just like a broken record. Every week's a difficult game for everybody, and with the league table it is, I think, you just, like I said, you just got to be up for it every match.
Craig, a superb result in the FA Cup. A big congratulations, and congratulations to everyone associated with the club, and a big thank you for coming on the show, mate.
No worries, mate. Thanks a lot.
So a big thank you there to Craig Elliott, Shore Lane manager, for joining us there. That's one of the results, certainly, of the second qualifying round. But also, we have to say, this next result, I think, also needs some attention. Stafford Rangers 1, Tamworth 0. And joining us now on the other end of the phone, it's a welcome return to Neil Kitching. Hello, Neil. How's things, mate?
Good, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So we have to, as I just alluded to there, beating Tamworth in the FA Cup, that's quite a result. That you must be dead chuffed.
Yeah, over the moon. Yeah, great result for the club. Good performance as well. We've been due a performance at home in front of our home fans, and really pleased to get through to the next round.
What was your take going into the FA Cup? Because the form in the league, it's been a bit sticky. Did you take the FA Cup as a chance to take a breather from the league for a second and try and kickstart the season a bit?
Yeah, it was really, because you know the pressure was off us a little bit. Our form at home hasn't been good really. The last couple of league games we'd lost at home. Performances hadn't been great at home in the last two league games. So we just tried to take the shackles off a little bit and take the pressure off the players. We've got plenty of information on Tamworth. Obviously, they're flying high at the top of the, you know, top six of the Conference North, and I think they were 5 unbeaten coming into the tie. So it was always going to be a tough game, but we tried to relax the players and take the pressure off. Like I say, we've got good information on them. And on the day, we were superb. It's chalk and cheese to our last two home games. You know, we were really, really good shape-wise. We were excellent throughout the game, and I got to be honest, fully deserved the results at the end. So, you know, it wasn't a smash and grab 1-0. It was a 1-0, which really was quite comfortable in the end.
Now, Neil, you're a football guy, so you play your football on grass, whereas I'd like to play football on paper. And by my reckoning, in the next round, you're playing AFC Telford United at home. And my thinking is, if you could beat Tamworth, then surely you could beat Telford United.
Well, it doesn't work like that, as you're probably aware. Telford are a good side. They've strengthened over the summer. They've got the link with Wolves now as well. So they've got a number of under 23-year-olds from the Wolves set up that have gone into Telford, plus some good non-league footballers as well. And if you look at their away form, I think they're the form side of the Conference North with their away form. I think they've only conceded one goal on the travels. So, you know, it's a tough cookie to crack. It'll be tough, but we'll do our homework. You know, we'll watch them Saturday up at Chorley, get our information. But again, after our game this Saturday against Shore Lane and then Tuesday night against Nantwich, you know, there'll be no pressure on us. We'll be underdogs. We'll be at home. Our fans will be behind us, you know, and that will give us the impetus, hopefully, to try and win the tie. But there'll be no pressure on us. Nobody expects us to win. Another Conference North side that really should go through. But, you know, on the day, I would hope that we give a similar performance as we gave against Tamworth and we can get a result.
And one of the, what I was alluded to earlier about the league form as well, one thing we have to remember about Stafford Rangers, you've only actually played 9 games and it is very early days in the season. That said, you do have those two tough matches coming up, the match against Shaw Lane this weekend and as you alluded to on Tuesday night, the match against Nantwich Town. What's your take on Stafford Rangers in this early part of the season when it comes to the league?
Bit of a mix, really. I mean, like I say, we started really well, and it's only 3 weeks ago we were top of the league. So, you know, a couple of defeats at home and a defeat on the road at Warrington, and you drop right down. And obviously, with a little bit of an FA Cup run, we're 2 games behind most in our league. So all of a sudden, we drop down to like 17th, and with two tough games coming up. They're all tough, you know. There isn't an easy game. And you probably can't get any more tougher than going away to Shaw Lane after their recent run. So they're all tough, but you keep chipping away. Hopefully we can pick up some points before next Saturday's game against Telford. We do have those two games in hand. And I'd like to think that we can, before the Telford game, we can just push ourselves up a few places in and around that mid-table position. So that the 2 games that we've got, or possibly 3 if we get through the Telford game, you know, the games in hand kicking, we can really hope to kick on and get in and around that top eight.
Well, Neil Kitching, manager at Stafford Rangers, a big congratulations. One of the results of the round, that win against Tamworth. Just to say, we brought you on a week earlier so that you can get the jinx out of your system and you could go on and beat Telford next week. I wish you all the best of luck. Thanks, and we hope you win and keep up the good work.
Cheers, Ben. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So a big congratulations to Stafford Rangers making it through to the next round. Right, next up then, I'm gonna move away from Saturday because I do have to talk about this result here. On Saturday, it finished 1-1 between Warrington Town and Hyde United. Carl Jones getting a 90th minute equaliser for Hyde United to take it to a replay on Tuesday evening. And Tigers rejoice, everybody, on Tuesday night. What a result. Hyde United 2, Warrington Town 0. As a disclaimer, we will be speaking to Darren next week on the Division 1 show. And obviously, we're going to be speaking to Paul Carden in a bit about the league, because I do think that's where Warrington Town's eyes are this season, to be fair. But what a result for Hyde United.
Yeah, again, it says a lot when Berkey couldn't even talk for that entirety of the game. And everyone who listens to this, you'll know what Berkey's like.
It's about time he'd be quiet. A lot of Colville and Grantham fans would be happy with that.
Yeah, but not only that, when the game goes viral on the same night of the as the, whatever it's called, the League Cup's called nowadays, I don't pay attention to that. It says a lot about that, how big that game was for both sides, and what it meant for again, the likes of Warrington and Hyde, two massive clubs in the NPL. And again, Warrington's FA Cup history in the past, Hyde team, a lot of expectation was on that, and it's Hyde United, great result coming again. I don't think a lot of people had Hyde down to win that one. Again, when I did the vote on Vol, a lot of people backed Warrington to win that game. They've got a great away tie at Boston Town now, another step six side who's showing a lot of potential this year. So Hyde have got 2 wins in the first round and a great opportunity there to make the 4th qualifying.
Just to add another cracking result, this one, Grantham Town 3, Alvechurch 4. We'll catch up with Alvechurch next week on the Division 1 show as well. But Alvechurch, a superb result against a team in the top half of the Premier Division.
Yeah, and then Alvechurch as well, doing what they've done best in Division 1 South this season, that's scoring goals. I think that's like 30 goals in all competitions now for Alvechurch in the space of a month. Similar sort of record of what Trafford were doing 2 years ago in the Division 1 North, if everyone remembers that.
So commiserations to Grantham Town, but congratulations to Alvechurch. We'll have them on next week's show. Also, commiserations to Kidsgrove Athletic. It was always going to be a tough encounter, this, but they did take it to 10 minutes to go before Kettering Town took the lead. And then eventually, 5 minutes later, on the 85th minute, Kettering got a second goal to probably flatter them, I'm going to suggest. But Kidsgrove, an excellent showing there, but commiserations out of the cup. As a Drawsden, I think a few teams are going to lose to Lancaster City this season. Lancaster City 4, Drawsden 0. For more on this result now, please welcome back to the show, manager at Lancaster City. It's the welcome return to Phil Brown. Hello, Phil. How's things, mate? You all right?
Okay, yeah.
So we'll get to the league in a second, because you've been scoring quite well in that as well. But just to start off with the four goals from Saturday, a 4-0 win against Drolsden. Congratulations through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. How was that for you on Saturday?
Well, it was good, yeah. It was a great result for us. We're really pleased to have got through the game. And obviously the financial rewards are there for everybody to see. So that was good and very much welcome. The game itself, we settled really well. We got a couple of early goals, two good goals, to be honest. Drolsden came back into the game and had quite a bit of possession, but never really tested our goalkeeper too much. And then we scored two more late on and saw the game out. So yeah, it was a decent performance and obviously a very good result.
And obviously in the FA Cup, it's been one of the things we've been discussing on this week's show. It has been one for the upsets, to say the least. And Drolsden have been doing really well in Division 1 North this season thus far. So it did have banana skin written all over it this tie. So you must have been pleased with the way the team performed, particularly as well after the first defeat of the season midweek on the Tuesday beforehand.
We did get beat at Ashton on the Tuesday, and out of all the games we've played this year, that's probably the one game where we did deserve to get something out of. You know, we played really, really well, but it just doesn't work like that, does it? And ultimately, it was our first defeat of the season. But we came into the Drolsden games with more positives out of defeat, and really, and they are doing well in the league that we've just come out of. So we knew it was going to be a really tricky tie. However, like I say, the players, you know, they were up for it, they were focused, and getting the two early goals really settled us down.
And actually, since that defeat, it's been eight goals in two matches, because you followed that up with a 4-1 win at the Giant Axe against Whitby Town midweek. You must be really, really pleased with the way your team, your players have bounced back.
Yeah, I mean, the game on Tuesday against Whitby was very similar to the game against Ashton, only this time round, you know, we got the first goal and, you know, we then went on and obviously built on that. But yeah, it was another good performance. I would say it was a better performance on Tuesday night than it was on the Saturday. We played very well. We just seemed to click, and we took our chances. The most pleasing thing is that we've scored like eight goals in two games. We've still kept that defensive shape and focus. You know, I know we conceded on Tuesday night, but one goal, you know, against an 8-4. Really pleasing that we don't lose sight of what stood us in good stead that last season and this season, to be fair, and that's a real good defensive base. But now we're adding goals to our game as well. I've always felt we've had goals, you know, in the team.
Now then, you've got a very busy week coming up, to say the least, and it seems remarkable to say that in late September it's a pivotal week, but it does feel like some of these matches are really, really important in the grand scheme of things. Stourbridge this weekend, follow that up with a match against Witton Albion, and then you've got the FA Cup tie back on Saturday away at Shaw Lane. It's three mammoth games. How are you preparing for it all?
Well, as usual, if you look that far ahead, yeah. We've got three really tough games, but you know we do look at each individual game. So we've planned and prepped for the Stourbridge game. We know it's going to be difficult. You know, they're quite, you know, well resourced, and they've gone on a good run. I think they've won last six of the last seven after maybe a bit of an indifferent start. They've got through two rounds of the FA Cup as well, so they're in decent form. But you know, we'll go there and be ourselves. We'll be as natural as we possibly can. We'll be organised and we'll be dynamic when we get the opportunity, and hopefully we can get a result. Witton will also be very tough. They came up last year like we did, you know, so they've got momentum. You know, you'd argue they've had a better start than us because they're sitting higher than us in the league, albeit I think we might have a game in hand. But that's going to be another tough game. Carl has done well at Witton, and we're under no illusions, even though it's at home, that will be as difficult as any other game this season. Shaw Lane, you know, they're a good team. They were, you know, we beat them, but the game after they went back to the top of the league, you know. So, you know, all three games are going to be really tough, as you've just identified. We are looking at each game, you know, on its own individual merit, but there's no hiding away from the fact that we're going to have to be at our very best to get something out of any of them.
Well, it's a cracking advert for the league and the calibre of the league that these three matches are taking place. And a big congratulations to you, Phil, and your coaching staff and everyone associated with the club for making it through to the third qualifying round. And thanks for coming on the show. Much appreciated.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.
Right, let's move along now to some of the other results from the FA Cup. Commiserations to Aston United, Newcastle Benfield. A bit of an upset, this one, I'm going to suggest. Newcastle Benfield 2, Aston United 1. But we said it last week, joining a long list of Northern League sides who've done well in the FA Cup over the years, and a superb result there against Aston United. Scarborough have gone through, though. Scarborough beat Sunderland RCA by 2-0 in front of an impressive crowd of just shy of 1,000 there at the Flamingoland Stadium. Next week, we'll get Steve Kittrick on the show, but Scarborough safely through. As are Nantwich Town beating Shepshed Dynamo, teaching him a lesson, James. Isn't that right?
Don't mess with our club.
Yeah, yeah. A cracking run by Shepshed Dynamo, though, in the FA Cup, joking aside. But Nantwich Town are through. And for more on this result now, we're joined by making his debut on the show, manager at Nantwich Town. Please welcome to the show, Dave Cook. Hello, Dave. How's things, mate?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
A big congratulations for making it through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Shepshed Dynamo have proved to be quite the FA Cup kings this season. So what was your take going into that game? You must be pleased with the result getting through to the next round.
Yeah, well, we knew it was going to be a difficult tie because they'd beaten Leek 6-1 in the previous round. Our scout went to watch them a week last Saturday, the Saturday before we played, and they won 6-0 away from home. So they have been scoring a lot of goals. You know, I spoke to Neil Baker from Leek and he said it was going to be a tricky tie, which we knew anyway, and their strengths and weaknesses. And
had banana skin written all over it, and I suppose just, and especially going to their place as well, the pressure's on. How did you keep the players' minds on the prize, that kind of thing, so they weren't complacent going into this game?
To be fair, the previous round we played City and Liverpool, and I went to watch them twice, and they've got a lot of good players that could play certainly in our league. They got their momentum because they've been bashing teams quite easy. And I watched them beat Prescott in the replay 8-2. That was, again, a real, real tricky tie, banana skin, if you want. So it was a case of carry on as the last round, really.
And the boots on the other foot for the third qualifying round, because you're hosting Nuneaton Town. Now, I'm an FC United fan, and I'm aware of the National League North, and Nuneaton Town not had the best of starts to the season, so there is a chance here for an upset. What are you expecting from Nuneaton Town next Saturday?
Well, Nuneaton will be a difficult tie. We're sending somebody to watch them tomorrow. It's like our league. Anyone can beat anybody on the day, so we've got to prepare right. We're certainly, like you say, the shoe's on the other foot now, so, you know, we're probably the underdog. But, listen, it's a great competition. We want to get to the first round because the club's only ever done that once in its history. So, you know, the incentive is for the lads to have a little bit of glory themselves and take a few scalps along the way. So, look, Nuneaton will be a tough ask. I would have liked FC United.
But, I bet you would. Yeah, you'd win that easily, no problem. I could tell you that for nothing.
We'll take them in the fourth qualifier, yeah, won't we?
So, well, right. I don't think we'll make it that far, to be fair. But anyway, it is to league matters, though, this weekend. And obviously, you know, Nantwich Town, it's been a rebuilding exercise in many ways for you and the club over pre-season. How have you found pre-season, getting stuck in and getting a squad together that can challenge this season? How have you found it?
I mean, the pre-season was difficult. I mean, I think we only got beat once in 10 games, but the pre-season's difficult because you're looking at so many players and looking at different formations, and really we only had 3 or 4 players left from the previous season, so that was always going to be difficult. But listen, you're always looking for players, and I still think we're a couple of players short, if I'm honest. But we've got a lot of young players, and them young players, hopefully, having 12 months in this league, will become better for next year.
And is that how you see it this season? It's like a kind of consolidation. If you can get towards the playoffs, then great. But if not, this season is a case of gelling the squad and using the season as a bit of a springboard for next season. Is that how you see things?
No, listen, no one's putting a run of games together. There isn't a Blythe. There isn't an FC United the previous years. There isn't a Fylde. So No one's actually. I know Warrington are up there. But if we can put a run together and if we can, you know, get someone that starts scoring goals regularly as a striker, then, you know, we have got a chance of getting in the playoffs. But we're never going to rule that out. But at this moment in time, we haven't put a consistent run together. But we haven't been, apart from the Buxton game, haven't been outplayed by anybody. So that's encouraging.
Absolutely. And if it's anything like last season, it's pretty much going to go down to 17th position right up until March. So I think you're dead right, Dave. Nothing to worry about, I don't think. But when it comes to the FA Cup, we've got you on a week earlier just to make sure that there's no jinx from this show. But Dave Cup, manager at Nantwich Town, we wish you all the best of luck against Nuneaton. We hope you win. And I'll definitely speak to you in the fourth qualifying round. No problem at all.
OK, Ben. Thanks very much.
So a big thank you there to Dave Cook, manager at Nantwich Town, and congratulations to Nantwich through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Unfortunately, though, there has been a few big casualties, I'm going to say. Later on, we are going to be hearing from the management team at Altrincham, but Shildon beat Altrincham in a cruel way. A 90th-minute goal by Cameron Fenton for Shildon, sending Shildon through against Altrincham. That's a big upset there. Stalybridge Celtic are also out of the cup. They got beat at Boerfold by Chorley by 3-1 there in front of a crowd of 551. Chorley are a good side in the National League, and to be fair, I think Stalybridge would like to concentrate on the league, if we're being honest. Also through, though, to the next round is Basford United. We will be hearing from Basford on next week's show. We're also going to get Cleethorpes on next week as well, because I've been trying to find the right moment to get them on, and I think the Division 1 show for September is probably the right occasion. Basford United and Cleethorpes are having a right ding-dong, aren't they, up at the top of Division 1 South at the moment. Basford United...
They had a great game on Monday night.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly, 2-0, wasn't it? Basford United 1, Michelover Sports 0. What a result that is for Basford United.
I've always championed them a little bit to say they've been a bit of a sleeping giant, especially next year when obviously all the moves do happen. We won't be getting up. It's very likely we won't be seeing any clubs in that league for a while. But they're just showing their capability of what they can do, because they're going to be going in there 12 guns a-blazing, in my opinion. Because again, with what pool talent they're going to have available and the experience that they've had.
Also through Buxton. Buxton beat Chasetown by 4-1. Let's hear now from the manager at Buxton. Please welcome to the show, Martin McIntosh. So, hello, Martin. Welcome back to the NPL show. Firstly, a big congratulations for making it through to the third qualifying round. A 4-1 victory against Chasetown. Not bad at all.
Yeah, we were pleased with the result. It wasn't an easy game, as the previous match against Frickley wasn't easy either. So, although on paper you're drawn against a team who are the division below you, we're one of the fortunate ones in our division that got through, because many... I know the division have slipped up against teams below them.
Absolutely. I mean, step four is one thing. Some teams have been losing to even step five teams. It has been a bit of a bloodbath when it comes to the qualifying round so far. So to get through to the third qualifying round, you must be dead chuffed. In the next round, you've got Alvechurch. We're going to be speaking to Alvechurch on next week's show. But they proved to be quite a package this season. What are you expecting from them?
Another very, very difficult game. Any team that takes 4 goals away at Grantham, scores 4 goals at Grantham, must be a serious side. So, you know, we're definitely not taking it lightly. And like I say, Frickley gave us a real fright, and Chasetown were decent too. So I'm sure it'll be a similar match. Again, it'll be very, very tough.
And just a mention for the league while we've got you on. At the moment, you're 5 points off the playoff positions. It's very early days, but you do have 2 games in hand. The start's been, it's been all right for Buxton. What have you made of it?
Well, the first 2 games, we lost them both. So, you know, we were a bit shell-shocked, because we usually start very well. We never started too well at all. We've steadied it up a little bit now, so hopefully we can kick on. But you know what it's like. I hear you guys every week. Every game is difficult. Everyone's capable of beating each other. So if you can get some consistency, then you get up the league. But it's just finding that.
To be honest, I'm surprised people, managers, even talk to us anymore with the amount of poor predictions we make as a collective. Just to say, I have no decision making in selecting the pundits for this show. They just turn up, unfortunately. But thanks for picking up the phone anyway, Martin. Much appreciated. This weekend, you're travelling to Sutton Coldfield Town. This is Sutton Coldfield. Their place is a difficult place to go to. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, it's all on the day again. A bit of a change in surface, obviously. That might benefit them a little bit. They know it better than us. But we train on AstroTurf. I would train on 3G all the time. So it'll not be an excuse should it not go our way. But again, like I say, it's just got to be on the day. Are we going to be right? Are we going to be at it? And there's so much inconsistency in this league. You just never know what's going to happen. Hopefully our players are on tune tomorrow and we get the job done.
And then you're hosting Whitby Town, and Whitby Town, they've shown the inconsistency this season. I mean, last season we were talking about as far down as 17th making the playoffs. It feels like we're going to have one of them kind of seasons. What do you think?
Yeah, possibly. Whitby have lost one of the best strikers in the league. So, you know, that sort of thing upsets any side. And, you know, we had it a few years ago when we lost Liam Hardy. We dropped like a stone. So you take goals out of a team like that, it can be the difference of winning, losing or drawing. It's huge, really. And Whitby haven't started as well as what, you know, they played last season. But they're still early. You know, Workington haven't started great, but they're always in the playoffs. So. You know, a start means nothing, but it's a big, big, long old season, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, Martin McIntosh, manager at Buxton, a big congratulations for making it through to the third qualifying round. Because you're playing Alvechurch, I've got to be fair. May the best team win. But I'm sure I'll be speaking to you throughout the rest of the season. So thanks for coming on, Martin. Much appreciated.
Pleasure. Thank you, Ben.
That's Martin McIntosh there. Buxton through to the next round. Commiserations to Chase Town. 4-1 there, Buxton, the winners. And commiserations to Barwell. Barwell went out to Telford United by 2-0.
Apparently, they gave it a massive go in that game as well. Although the scoreline doesn't show it, but Barwell could have gone it either way.
Commiserations, though, to Barwell, and commiserations to Atherton Colls. They went out, but to NPL opposition. So congratulations to Ossett Town. And let's welcome to the show now manager Ossett Town. Here's Grant Black. So hello, Grant. Welcome back to the show. Firstly, a big congratulations on that result against Atherton Colls through to the third qualifying round. You must be dead pleased.
You know, we're off at moon to still be in FA Cup. Obviously, you know, massive competition for everybody involved, but obviously, especially non-league teams. You know, if you can get a good run in it, obviously financially, it's really good for a club. And obviously, you know, when you switch telly on in sort of November, December time, there's always someone from non-league that's in first round, and you know that's what we keep emphasising to boys to try and be that team this year.
And What was your target in the FA Cup? I mean, I think, was it last year you played FC United and you let the grass grow? It was last season, wasn't it?
Last year. tried everything, let grass grow, you know, kick some divots up and stuff. It obviously worked because we got beat 7-1, so I don't know what score it'd have been if we'd have cut grass, but last year it was. I think it was a round sort of previous that we got knocked out in.
Yeah, so getting through to the third qualifying round this season. You have got a tough test, though, against 1874 Northwich. This season's been one of a weird season in the FA Cup with regards to teams from Step 5 and Step 6 giving a bloody nose to the teams higher up the pyramid. What are you expecting from 1874?
I mean, obviously just another tough game, like you've just mentioned, obviously. You know, on a specific day, you know, I know it's a cliche, but obviously anybody can beat anybody. You know, I've spoke to, I know Ausch quite well, who's North Derby manager. I've spoke to him this week, and you know, and obviously for him to beat North Derby and to beat Mosley, who have set off really well in our league already this year, you know, shows that they're going to be a good side. It's obviously at their place, so you know they'll expect us. You know, they'll expect to turn us over, and we've got to be absolutely under no illusions that it's possibly going to be the toughest one we've had so far in this competition.
And there is a on paper, there is an excellent opportunity here to get Ossett Town to the fourth qualifying round. But as you've said there, there's no complacency from the coaching staff or the management team. But how do you get that across to the players to make sure they've got their eye on the prize and their quality shines through?
Yeah, just kind of just what we set expectations every, you know, from minute we start pre-season. And you know, we set them every week as well. And, you know, we've already spoke to lads that obviously for the next couple of weeks that they're fighting to be playing against Northwich. You know, we've got two or three league games before that. You know, and if they want to be involved in a good cup tie, then they need to be performing to that point. And then obviously, you know, it's kind of really just emphasising that they are literally two 90 minutes away from potentially having a chance of being on TV, maybe. If we got there, we'd definitely be in with a shout, I think. So kind of just emphasising all them things that lads really, and just saying to not let that opportunity pass you by.
And just a quick mention, Grant, while we've got you on as well, for the league form. Last season was an incredible season for Ossett Town. Your first proper full season at the helm at Ossett Town. This season, start's been okay-ish. You have gone on a good run of late, however South Shields got in the way, but it has been a decent start. What's your impression of the competition this season compared to last?
So we'll look to, you know, if we could match what we did last season, it'd be fantastic. And that's got to be his aim, if not to go one better. But, you know, like I said, at the beginning of the season, it's, you know, for me, it's even tougher this year with the teams that have come up and the teams that have come down, obviously. You know, for me, it's going to be a tougher competition this year to get into that top six. But, you know, our expectations are to sort of finish as high as we can. You know, I think we have set off quite well. We're on 12 points. We've got a couple of games in hand that obviously need to win them. But if we did, we'd be right up in sort of top eight, which is where we'll be looking to be leading up to Christmas. And like I say, if we can be up in top eight over Christmas, then, you know, I fancy us to be in and around it again by end of season.
Well, Grant Black, manager at Ossett Town, a big thank you for taking time out your busy day to come on the show. Congratulations again for making it through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. We've got you on a week earlier, therefore there's no jinx coming from this show, so we hope you win and I'll speak to you in the fourth qualifying round.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate. I hope so.
So Grant Black joining us there from Ossett Town. 1-0 winners in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup against Atherton Colls, through to the next round. Also through on Sunday was Stourbridge. Stourbridge 2, St Ives Town 0. Take that, Southern League. Leon Broadhurst getting two of the goals there. So, can they get through to the first round again, James? Can they do it?
Very, very, very well draw as well in the next round. So they're one win away from doing it for the third season in a row. I can't remember the last time any team in our league did that in recent history.
And lastly, we're ending on a sour note. I don't know why I've done it in this order, but commiserations to Rush Olympic, 0-0 against AFC Mansfield on Saturday, and then midweek, Rush Olympic 1, AFC Mansfield 2. Commiserations there to Rush Olympic, and some form of congratulations to AFC Mansfield. I'll give you praise when you're in the MPL. How's that? Anyway, James, just before you go, thank you for joining us. Any closing thoughts, bearing in mind we're pretty short on time?
I think that's the only comment. It's just next round, we've got two guaranteed in the fourth qualifying, and it's just more, can we get more through? Obviously, we had six go through last year, three into the first round. Let's get a few more in this year and show us what we really can do. That's about it, really.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You kept it quiet, dear listener, but we've got him in the end. Happy birthday, James. Thank you for joining us, mate. And hopefully next week we'll be at a football ground. I'm getting fed up with these FA Cup replays. Next week. Oh, no, we're not going to be there at a football ground, are we? Next week. When will I ever see a decent pie again? Next week it'll be the monthly show, and we'll see you there, James, at the Heat and Hops.
Yeah, no problem, Ben. Thank you.
So it's now time for fixture preview as we look ahead to all the matches this weekend in the NPL Premier Division. And joining me now on the other end of the phone, it's the manager at Basford United. Please welcome to the show, Mark Carruthers. Martin Carruthers. No, it's Mark, isn't it? It's Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How's things?
I'm good, yeah. Obviously bogged down with my my new job.
How'd you do it? It's amazing.
As a manager. That was quite a surprise, waking up the other morning and finding out I had a new job. But yeah, it's going well. The lads are a good group of lads and hopefully have a good season. So
see, anyone could do an interview as a manager. Just saying, yeah, that sounded very convincing. So joking aside, Basford United, this is all regarding a piece of news that the Evo Stick Facebook group put out saying Mark Carruthers has had a great start to the season, which Martin Carruthers has had, but Mark Carruthers has had a good start to the season too, but not as manager of Basford United. It's very confusing, but anyway. Joking aside, what are you up to now? Because you're not at the non-league daily anymore, are you?
No, I left non-league daily about 3 weeks ago, and I'm producing non-league content for three of the regional papers up here in the northeast, the Chronicle, the Journal, and the Sunday Sun. But also doing some freelance work elsewhere as well, which is good. I'm really enjoying it. It's different challenges, and it's good fun.
And speaking of the northeast and the football scene, there's been some good results over the past week. There's also been some not so good results. It's a cracking result that against Darlington, wasn't it?
It is, yeah. And to be honest, it's probably not as big a surprise as many would think. I think the momentum built up at South Shields is phenomenal. You know, the management team there, so experienced. They've only known success in the last few years before they went to South Shields as well. And a lot of the players, I think, are National League North players. I would say a good five or six of them who started last weekend wouldn't look out of place in the National League North. Darlington as well, not in great form, so it wasn't as unexpected as some might think. But it's a great story at South Shields, and it'll only keep getting bigger.
So, as I said, we'll cover that on next week. But that's we did the FA Cup. We've just done it to death. But we will have a fixture preview on next week's MPL show for the third qualifying round, as well as a few interviews for our Division 1 sides on the Division 1 show, including an interview with South Shields as well. Scarborough, Basford, your side, Cleethorpes, Alvechurch and Hyde. That'll be on the Division 1 show next week. But anyway, Premier Division now and this weekend's matches. League leaders at the moment, and who would have said this after 11 games, is Witton Albion. Witton Albion did get beat last weekend against Colville Town 2-1. Tommy Brookbanks, you're welcome, coming on the show last week. No problem at all. But then bouncing back, Witton Albion beating Stalybridge Celtic by 4-1. And this weekend, Witton Albion will be hosting Rushall Olympic, who'll be looking to bounce back somewhat after that FA Cup defeat midweek in the replay to AFC Mansfield. Can Witton Albion remain top after 12 games?
Yes, and I think they will. I think, you know, obviously Stalybridge haven't had the best start of the season, but to beat them in the manner that they did beat them shows that the confidence is flying at Witton. For that reason, I can see them win this. I wouldn't say comfortably. I would never say comfortably against Rushall, because they'll always give you a game, although they haven't had the greatest start of the season. I don't see why Witton wouldn't win this one. I think, especially at home, only one home defeat so far this season in the league. So I think that'll carry on this weekend.
And well, currently, Witton Albion are on 21 points. Shaw Lane are also on 21 points. Again, who would have said this? I said this last week. I don't remember two promotees from Division 1 South having such a good start to a season in the Premier Division the following year since promotion. Shaw Lane, we spoke to Craig Elliott earlier. This weekend, Shaw Lane will be hosting Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers have not had the best of starts, but the FA Cup is keeping the season alight in these early stages.
It is, yes. It's a shame that Shaw Lane didn't have an FA Cup game last week, so we don't need to talk about that. We can just move on from what happened.
I didn't mention it. You see that? I was being dead nice, but you brought it up. Speaking of which, what's the mood like up there after that? That's a cracking result, that, against Blyth, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant result.
Moving on. Go on.
No, it's fair and fully deserved as well. Came up and seemed to boss the game for a large part of it. So went away with the... Obviously, it was a late win and a bit of a comedy of errors for the second goal, but fully deserved it. And it's only increased again, I used the word with South Shields, but it's momentum at Shaw Lane, isn't it? They've started the season so well. That'll only add to it as well. And they've got a winnable tie in the next round, and that'll carry into the league, as it clearly is already. This is another one, I think, you know, Stafford just haven't really started the season as well as I think some maybe thought they would. So I think Shawlane will just carry it on because they're clearly full of confidence at the moment.
And just to mention for Stafford Rangers, they have played two games less than most of the teams around them.
Yes.
So it is early days for Stafford, to be fair. But yes. Shawlane and Witton Albion currently out in front. In third place, we've got Warrington Town, and we'll hear from Paul Carden in a second or two. Warrington Town this weekend will be trying to bounce back from that defeat to Hyde in the FA Cup. One of the upsets of the round, I've got to say. Warrington Town will be travelling to Halesowen Town. Halesowen Town, they got beat at the weekend 3-1 at Farsley Celtic, but then they beat Grantham Town midweek away from home by 2-1, seeing Halesowen lifted off the bottom of the table. It's a tricky one, this one, for Warrington. Actually, before your thoughts, Matt, well, let's hear from Paul Carden. So, welcome back to the show, manager at Warrington Town. Please welcome back to the show, Paul Carden. Hello, Paul. How's things, mate?
Yeah, all good, Ben. Thanks.
Excellent stuff. The listener doesn't know this, but we've had a right bit of technical difficulties in the last couple of minutes. So thanks for staying on the line, Paul. You should have put the phone down by now. We've got you now. Just a general thought about the start Warrington Town's had to the league campaign. It's been superb so far. Third in the league with two games in hand over the league leaders currently.
Yeah, we've done well. Still room for improvements, and pleasing aspect about it is we've had a lot of what I would call key signings this season missing. I mean, Jack Higgins hasn't kicked the ball. Well, he's had 45 minutes. He's had a bit of a setback. Sean Bealey's played 60 minutes in the FA Cup the other night. Josh Hines played the first few, and then he's been missing for the last four or five games. So we've had our fair share of injuries to key players, and the pleasing aspect of it all is that, lads have come in and stepped up to the plate with it.
And we all know about the ambition of Warrington Town. This has been your first proper full season, full pre-season at the club. How important was it for you to have a good run-up at it this season?
Yeah, well, it's always important pre-season. Everyone will tell you, because you can never catch it back up in terms of fitness, planning, preparation and organisation. It is key because you don't get much chance to do that once the first whistle's blown. It's more about maintenance with the team and just tweaking things. You can work on stuff, but you just don't get the time with the amount of games you've got Saturday, Tuesday. But, it was important we got a good pre-season in us and signed who we feel are going to be the players that I'd take us to where we want to get to.
And obviously, when you speak to yourself and Toby McCormack, the ambition is clearly there for Warrington Town. And how what's the mood like at the club? Is it feels like from a distance, business like? It's like we know what we need to do. We need to get the results on the board, and we don't need to mess about this season.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, we had a plan from sort of building it from the back end of last season, because when I came in, like most managers do, you have a turnover of players because you feel that you want to improve it and you want better and you want to bring your own players in. If the ones you've inherited, you don't feel are good enough. And that's what we've done. So we were planning early, speaking to players early. And that's been the way we've gone about it. Toby's very sort of mindful of we need to improve not just on the pitch but off the pitch. The whole thing needs to move as one, because there's no point one part of the club getting too far ahead of the other part. So, behind the scenes he works harder than anyone I've ever known at a football club to ensure that things are in place and things are moving and there's plans drawn up so that when we do reach our goals, we're in place all over the club to make it sustainable.
Now, I do have to mention the FA Cup, unfortunately, Paul. Hyde United, I think a lot of people watching Hyde this season are aware that Hyde have got something this season and they are going to go places in Division 1 North. What's your take on being on the receiving end, essentially, of a cup upset?
Obviously, the biggest disappointment for me was conceding in the 94th minute on Saturday, and it's always going to be tough when you go to a replay at a club that's flying, especially at home. But in fairness to Hyde, they just had a little bit more resolve at both ends of the pitch than we did. We've been defending really well this season, and it's no coincidence that the three goals that Hyde have scored against us have all been deflected. But on Tuesday night, I was really pleased with how we started. 20, 25 minutes, Hyde couldn't get near us, and it was the longest spell of control we've had in a game. We passed it well, we moved well, but we were just lacking something in the final third. But I just felt it was a matter of time before it came. Then there was unfortunately, one of the Hyde lads, he took a whack, and he was down for a long time. And I actually said to Mark Beasley, who's my assistant, I said, this will kill us here, because we've had such a good start, momentum, we're playing with pace, tempo, moving the ball quickly. And it did. And lo and behold, the lad who came on scored just 5 minutes before half-time. And I think they're the type of team, especially when you play at home, if we've got something to hold on to, they grab hold of it with both hands and they don't let it go. And in fairness to them, we often puffed. We played okay between the boxes, but we just didn't do enough to score a goal. And good luck to Hyde. Good luck to Hyde.
And we should say as well, if any club knows about a cup upset, it's Warrington Town. Just ask Exeter. Of course, there's cup pedigree there for Warrington. I'm sure there'll be other seasons where Warrington do well in the cup. But just to go back to more happier times and the league, this weekend, you've got the Black Country coming on two occasions. You're travelling to Hales Owen to the Grove this weekend, and then you've got that big game on Tuesday night with Stourbridge coming.
Yeah.
Hales Owen's a potential banana skin. Stourbridge is going to be a good indication of where Warrington are this season. What are you expecting?
Two tough games. You never have an easy game. It doesn't matter what the final scoreline is. There's spells in every single game where, you know, the opposition have their spell. And it's important that when you have yours, or when we have ours, we capitalise on it, which is what we've done. We've made sure that when we've had our spell, we've took our chances and we've punished the opposition. And that's, again, what we've got to do. Because, as I say, like in all levels of football, both teams will have a spell in the game. And it's up to the team who wants to win more to make sure they nullify the opposition and make sure they capitalise on their own spell. And that's what we'll be looking to do.
Well, Paul Carden, a big thank you for coming on the show. A big apologies for the technical difficulties earlier, which the listener has no,
no
idea
problem.
About. But big thank you and a big congratulations for the start to the league campaign that Warrington Town has made. And thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Paul Carden there. Now, you've got to follow that up without knowing what Paul Carden said, Mark. So what have you got for us?
I just absolutely agree with him. That's all I would say. I think he's, as always, a spot on. Pretty much said what I was going to say now, so, you know, we'll just move on. But no, I think Warrington, you know, they're going to be there or thereabouts this season. They've kind of, I keep using this word momentum, but the FA Cup run they had 3 or 4 years ago, they've kind of continued that and slowly built and built and built. Last season, I think, was maybe season too early for them to put in a serious promotion push, but I think this year could be their year. Maybe not to go up, but certainly to be thereabouts, and I think we'll win again this weekend.
It's also been a good week for Stourbridge, following up that win against St Ives by beating Michelover Sports by 2-1 away from home on Tuesday. This weekend, Stourbridge will be hosting Lancaster City. And, well, Lancaster City, since being defeated in the league for the first time a couple of Tuesdays ago, they've scored 8 goals in 2 matches.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And you know, big winners against Whitby in midweek. They are, as I say, a solid NPL outfit, and to beat them 4-1's you can't overlook how good a result that is. Stourbridge, I think this is going to be the AEA. I've said it quite often, but I think Stourbridge might just sneak this one.
And we should say Lancaster City in 9th are currently 4 points behind Farsley Celtic in 5th. Lancaster City do have 2 games in hand currently. And speaking of Farsley Celtic, we mentioned that 3-1 win against Hales Owen on Saturday. They did follow that up, though, with a 6-0 defeat to Altrincham at Moss Lane on Tuesday night. But this weekend, Farsley Celtic will be looking to bounce back as they host Barwell. Barwell, who will be looking to bounce back from their FA Cup defeat. However, they had got a win already by beating Matlock midweek. So it's an interesting one, this one. Could go one of three ways, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, someone will win, someone will lose, or someone will both draw, yeah. I think with this one, it's just a case of who bounces back from disappointment the quickest. You know, as you say, there's a midweek win for Barwell against Matlock, but there'll still be lingering disappointment about the FA Cup exit. And Forsley, I mean, that's an absolute hammer in at Altrincham, isn't it? And I think it's down to them to react to that, and whoever reacts best on Saturday will win the game. For me, I think Forsley will sneak it.
In sixth position at the moment is Colville Town. We had Tommy Brookbanks on last week, and I can't wait for the monthly show next week when I feed back what Tommy said about Birka. I can't wait. But anyway, Colville, 4 points out of six from this past week, beat Witton Albion by 2-1. Then a good away point at Sutton Coldfield Town midweek, 1-1 there. Colville this weekend will be looking to go into the playoff positions, perhaps. They'll be hosting Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic desperately hoping, I think, to kickstart their season at some point.
Yeah, and it's not going to come this weekend. I don't think it's a tough game. Colville,
would you have said that at the start of the season?
No, it would have been the other way around, really, because I thought Stalybridge would do well this season, but it's not happening, and the confidence is with Colville. As you say, solid draw midweek at Sutton Coldfield Town, confidence has flown, there's a chance of, I think we could go top, I think I'm right in saying, if it would take a lot of results to go that way, but they could feasibly go top of the league.
They could. And I shouldn't really say this because I'm the presenter, I'm meant to be impartial, but how funny would it be to go into September's MPL show at the Heat and Hops after Berkey said Colville will be in the bottom three at the end of the season with Colville top of the league? That would be immense.
Well, another way to look at it is, how many people would have said the top three would have been Colville, Witton, Shaw Lane if that does happen?
That's very true. also in action this weekend, it's Nantwich Town against Ashton United. We obviously had Jody Bannum on last week, and we obviously cursed them going to Newcastle Benfield. A cracking result that for Newcastle Benfield, we have to say, against Ashton United. Nantwich Town, they've been doing all right, haven't they? We spoke to Dave Cook earlier. They did get beat, though, didn't they, midweek, yes, against Hensford Town. But Ashton United did bounce back, beating Marine by 4-3 midweek on Merseyside. So what do you think for this one?
Well, I was actually at the Ashton game last Saturday. That was one of the games I was reporting on against Newcastle Benfield, and they just didn't get going. I think Benfield have a lot of good players, including players that people down there know quite well, like Paul Brayson, John Campbell, who's just signed for Whitby as well. He was playing. It was a shock, don't get us wrong, and I think Ashton just didn't play well. But to bounce back at Marine midweek with a slightly eventful game, wasn't it? It's a 7-goal game. That shows a lot of character, and I think we'll need that again this weekend.
Altrincham are currently in eighth, slowly creeping up the table. Disappointing weekend just gone in the FA Cup. They did bounce back somewhat, though, against Farsley Celtic. Altrincham this weekend will be hosting Grantham Town. Grantham Town, you've got to be careful here because we do get correspondence in. But they're an enigma, aren't they? Because they can pull out some cracking results, but then can easily slip up. And you can't make head nor tail of Grantham at the moment.
No, but I think That's kind of been my impression of Grantham for a few years now, ever since I've been involved in the NPL. It's always been a case of you just never know what you're going to get with them. You know, midweek you probably would have said they were favourites going into that Hales Owen Town game, but have come out on the wrong end of it. And what I think what will be disappointing with that one is they've went behind just before half time, but they've managed to get themselves on level terms soon after. But then you expect them to kick on, but they just haven't. Altrincham again, I spoke about character before, and to bounce back from that defeat at Shildon, which was obviously a late defeat against Shildon, to bounce back the way they did against Forsley, again, shows character. And there's a lot of talent in that Altrincham squad, and I think they're another one that I think will be there or thereabouts in the playoffs. I'd probably even go as far as to say I think they can probably win it.
Right, okie dokie.
So that's just cursed.
You're a long way off from that. It's only September, mate. You're worse than Birka by 10
points.
I
don't mind jumping in with both feet. That's fine.
Right, so we're in 11th position. We've got this next side we want to talk about, Buxton. Buxton will be travelling to Sutton Coldfield this weekend after some good FA Cup outing on Saturday, beating Chapel Town. God, I've just done the Manchester League show. You've got no idea where Chapel Town is, have you? Okay, it's near Buxton, incidentally. Right, so what was I saying? Against Chase Town on Saturday in the FA Cup. We heard from Martin McIntosh earlier. Sutton Coldfield, they've not really got going either this season. They've had a better start than last season, certainly, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've got points for a start, which, yeah. I mean, again, Sutton Coldfield, it's one of those stereotypical difficult places to go. Again, like you say, they just haven't got going this season, and I think they need a result, and the sooner they get it, the sooner they'll probably move away from that bottom four. Again, there's a lot of quality in their squad. I think they're better than the league position. But I'm not sure if that will come this weekend.
Mixed bag of results for Hensford Town since the change of management. On Saturday, Workington 1, Hensford 0. But then Hensford did bounce back this past week, beating Nantwich Town by 1-0. This weekend, Hensford Town will be... Where have they gone? Hensford Town will be travelling to Michelover Sports. And we've got no idea what to say about Michelover Sports, have we? we're going to invite Hensford on. We're going to give the management team a bit longer to settle in, and then we'll invite them on to hear about their plans for the future and that kind of thing. But Hensford just need, badly, I think, a period of stability, don't they?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth there. I think the good thing they've done, obviously, got a management team in place now that know the club, that know a lot of the players. I know they've had a lot of changes to the playing staff over the last couple of years, but they do have someone who knows the club, understands it, understands what the supporters want, what they want to watch, and that'll only benefit them. It would have been a completely different animal if they had brought in someone who hadn't any involvement with the club and didn't know things, because it's just going to be easier to get to grips with it. How quickly that happens, I'm not too sure. But I can see them probably getting a draw here.
Workington Town, they obviously got a win on Saturday, as we just mentioned, against Hensford Town. Workington will be hosting Matlock Town. Workington doing this classic thing, aren't they, that Workington always do. They have a period of sluggishness, and then they slowly creep up the table. And before you know it, you're like, oh, I didn't know Workington were there. Matlock, though, they've not had the best of starts, but they're not too far off the playoffs either at the moment. It's a weird one by these two, isn't it?
Well, I think the thing is with the way the season, the league's going at the moment, you're probably not going to know who's going to be where in the league until probably late November, because everyone's beaten everyone. If you look at the difference between, say, 17th and top, it's only 9 points, I think, from Marine to Witten. So there's a lot of changes going to happen. But I think Workington, again, there's a lot of quality in that squad. The home form will always be key at Borough Park. I have to say, I wouldn't call them Workington Town, as I think you did there.
Did I?
It's just work.
I do apologise. I've just done my rugby league show. I do apologise. The Workington and Workington Town fans, they tend to cross-pollinate anyway, so they'll be fine with it.
Matlock, I think I've cursed them because I think I said on Twitter before the start of the season, I thought Matlock would have a good season. Brought in some very talented players in the summer, and it just hasn't quite happened yet. And again, it's another one of those ones where it needs to happen quickly, otherwise the season starts drifting, and before you know it, you're stuck at mid-table with nothing to aim for.
Lastly, but not leastly, for this weekend's matches in the NPL Premier is Whitby Town against Marine. It's 17th against 20th. What do you think for this one?
Well, Whitby, as I said earlier, have just brought in John Campbell from Newcastle Benfield, who is a highly talented striker, someone who probably should have been playing at a higher level than the Northern League. So I think he'll go make an impact, scored on Tuesday at Lancaster. So it'll be interesting to see how he settles. Obviously, he's gone in there replacing Mikey Roberts, who's went back to the Northern League with Mask. Whitby, again, they've had an inconsistent start to the season, but it is a talented squad. A very talented manager in Chris Hardy. And I think that they just need a win. I wouldn't be surprised if they get it. There's been some new blood brought in this week. That might give them a bit of a kick up the backside to get going, and I can see them getting something here.
Well, Mark Carruthers, a job well done there. A big thank you for joining us. Sports reporter from the North East. I think that's what your title could be now, or do you want a better one?
Yeah, that's no, right. I'll take that.
Just a quick plug for your Twitter feed, Mark, just before we go.
I've got a new Twitter handle now, which is Mark C Journal, because obviously it was Mark NL Daily, but had to change that. So, always on there doing stuff for the North East.
Well, Mark Rovers, a big thank you for joining us, and you have a lovely weekend.
You too, thank you.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big, big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me, and a special thank you as well to all the managers who were interviewed on Friday. My mobile phone broke, and you wouldn't believe the drama which has taken place here at NPL Show HQ. But a big thank you to all the patience shown this week's show. Much appreciated, one and all. A big congratulations to everyone who's made it through to the next round of the FA Cup. Next week, we'll be previewing the third qualifying round, and that'll be on the monthly discussion show back at the Heat and Hops. We'll also have a separate NPL Division 1 show where we'll be catching up with some of the managers from Division 1 taking part in the FA Cup next week. But that's it for this week's EvoStick NPL show. You can follow the show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and you can keep up to date with all the latest news and developments in the EvoStick League by visiting the EvoStick League website. That's at evostickleague.co.uk. But I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
With over 500 high performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.